I think we're good. What's going on, defenders?
Hello.
Hello.
You, I think, right? You're starting or me?
Nah, man. This is what happens when we do impromptu pods. I started last night. This is you. We're live, bro.
Well, we are live from a Hala appreciation podcast. What is good, defenders? An impromptu episode because of a move that, look, while Philly and I had heard rumblings and many in the LAFC community had heard rumblings of Mahala's potential sell-on to another suitor, look, he is going to another country. He's just not going anywhere over in Europe or South America or anywhere that he has to move all too far to. You know my voice, it's Scarf, J.R. Liebert, and to my left on this impromptu pod, one Christian Philly Philemon, and we are here to talk about Mahala. We love Kwadwo Opoku. We love Mahala. So we wanted to do a Mahala appreciation post. Philly, in case they haven't heard the news, would you like to update everybody on the move today to Montreal?
Shocking turn of events. The transfer window officially opened today on July 5th and goes until August the 2nd. Now, we had been talking about some time about moves that were going to be made as far as LAFC were concerned. The one that we kept alluding to was one Jose Cifuentes possibly being linked to Scottish Premier League side Rangers. And oddly enough, Mahala was linked to them about a month or so ago as well. But if you don't know, we'll remind you right here. LAFC acquired 1.65 million, 1.65 million, million in 2023 general allocation money and an additional 100,000 in 2024 general allocation money for one Kwadwo Mahala Opoku. $1.75 million for Mahala, a player who really wasn't on our complete radar back in 2019-2020 and made a really big impact on our club. So that's the transaction that took place. Not the one we were expecting on this first day of the transfer window being open, but one that happened and one that, well, I will say, kind of hits you, Scarf, kind of gets you in the gut. It was a video that LAFC posted earlier on today and, you know, a bit of a tearjerker, if you ask me.
Man, all right, let's talk about this trade real quick. We are going to get way into how much we love Mahala Opoku in just a minute. And again, he didn't leave. He was traded. This wasn't something he had much of a say in, we would imagine. LAFC or LAFC players have now been involved in three of the four largest trades in terms of allocation money in Major League Soccer history, with Mahala being number two. Think about that for a minute. A kid who signed out of an academy in Ghana, and I want to make sure I get it right, the Atram De Visser Soccer Academy in Accra, Ghana, is now number two in terms of largest GAM trades in the history of Major League Soccer, the first being Paul Areola to DC United. And again, it allows me to say Areola for no other reason whatsoever than to say Paul Areola. But the largest trade ever goes to Paul Areola. Then we have Mahala Opoku at number two. That was $2 million for Paul Areola, 1.75 total for Mahala. And then number three was how we got Kellen Acosta from the Colorado Rapids, the third largest trade in history. And I believe, by the way, number four is Marc-Anthony Kay going to Toronto. So you're talking about LAFC players highly involved. Bryce Duke was also part of a big GAM trade earlier, which now Mahala will be playing with in Montreal. And we do want to mention, there were actually two moves that were announced today. Mahala traded to Montreal for 1.65 million GAM in 23 and 100,000 GAM in 24. And I had to look this up. Apparently, international roster spots have to be separate moves, which was why the money was broken up. 1.65 million in 23 and then 100,000 in 24. Because then what John Thorington did, because remember, he plays that like hologram chess that they play on Star Trek while everybody else is playing Connect Four. He traded that $100,000 in GAM in 2024 for an international roster spot this year. So something is brewing that we needed an international roster spot for, Philly. ultimately, for Mahala, we get the 1.65 in GAM this year, and we get an international roster spot to be used as well. And Philly, he joins Bryce Duke, Mason Toy, and former heartthrob of one Rich Orozco, Victor Wanyama, the former Tottenham Hotspur. So he's joining an OK team there in Montreal.
An OK team that really could benefit from his services. They love his speed. They love his one-on-one ability. And, you know, Montreal obviously looking to make some moves. They've been a club that's consistently gone for players that have been in and around Major League Soccer. And I would say this is a pretty good deal for Mahalo Poku. Certainly a really good deal for us. The joke around LAFC and going back to the three best, the three highest GAM trades, the joke always was that Kellen Acosta was Mahala's father. Father and son scenario. Now, son can kind of stick it to dad saying, my GAM trade was a lot higher than your GAM trade. Ha, ha, ha. And I kind of got to thinking, like Mahala, like Kwadwo Opoku, that's his name. And then, you know, we hear Mahala all the time, like from like Hawaiian kind of slang. And I just thought to myself, why don't I actually look up what Mahala stands for? The internet can't steer me in a wrong direction or give me false info. But what I got out of the internet was Mahala means acquired without payment or effort. Free, as with anything else. Nothing is for Mahala. And if we go back to preseason 2020 at Bank of California Stadium, then Kwadwo Opoku, not on our radar. We had no idea who he was. 19 years of age, coming in from Accra, Ghana. We thought he was Kwadwo Opoku of NYCFC, a really big, brooding athlete and a mountain of a man who I guess ended up at that time playing at some club in Gibraltar. But we really did not get Mahala for anything, and obviously the name is very fitting.
Yeah, Mahala and Mahalo, two very different things. Mahalo is Hawaiian, or I think that's right, for thank you. Mahala is LAFC for thank you, because we absolutely thank everything that Mahala did. He was incredible. I do want to also mention, I love Chris Lafferty's comment there. What else can I do but be thankful for the joy that Mahala brought us? That's exactly why we're doing this. The transfer window obviously opening up. He's joining Montreal. I want to read the statement real quick from John Thorington regarding the Mahala Opoku trade. Mahala has been an incredible story and an important player for us over the last few years, says LAFC co-president and general manager John Thorington. These decisions are never easy, but are at times necessary. It has been great to watch him grow and develop as a player on the field and a person off the pitch. We are grateful for all of his contributions to LAFC and wish him the best of luck in his career. Philly, you and I just did a podcast yesterday. And on that podcast, I said that I think he was the closest thing that we had to a true number nine at the time. Well, holy crap. Now we don't have a true number nine, Philly. I think that's obviously something that is in the works by John Thorington. John Thorington seems to absolutely be cooking. He's got the international roster spot. He's got 1.65 in GAM. Let's talk real quick, Philly, about this general allocation money, and then we will get into Mahala by the numbers. We'll play you guys some videos, and we want to hear your thoughts on Mahala as well. LA Hobo, we know you are Dardolo out. We are not, so I appreciate you, but no. General allocation money can be used in several ways. It can reduce the amount that a non-DP costs against the salary cap all the way down to the league minimum, which is like, what, 77,000, 80,000, something like that. It can reduce the amount that a
league
DP
minimum
costs,
scarf is $85,444.
$85,444. Always thought
in 2023, which is about $1,400 or so more than it was last year.
I'd always thought it was $443, but okay, $85,444. Got it. It can also reduce the amount that a designated player costs against the salary cap all the way down to $150,000. It can be used to sign players new to Major League Soccer. It can be used to re-sign an existing MLS player. So I know somebody in the chat, where was it? I will find it. Here we go. Somebody in the chat, Soccer USA, want to know if Air Senegal was getting a new deal. Maybe.
That's a fair statement.
Maybe Mamadou Fall gets some of this money. Absolutely. It can be used to offset acquisition cost. And I think this might be a big one. Loan fees, transfer fees, those kind of things. So if we are transferring a player in, this would be a really, really good thing to use this money on, transfer fees. And of course, it can also be used, we can trade it to another team. And it can also be used in connection with the extension of a player's contract for the second year, but he has to be, that's a whole more complicated thing, which, by the way, I'm sure they're doing things like that behind the scenes, but whatever. But the ones that I'm looking at, Philly, are to either sign players new to MLS, re-sign an existing player, or offset the acquisition cost for loans and transfer fees. $1.65 million is an awful lot of money to be able to have to offset transfer fees. What do you think, Philly?
It's a generous amount, but obviously this tam, gam, wham, thank you, ma'am stuff can get complicated. And we did a pod about this. I don't know. I think it was back in 2019. We certainly did a deep dive, but these rules always change. And obviously with Messi coming into the league, things are going to change anyway. So, I mean, it all starts from the top. Obviously, we all know we're allowed to have three designated players. We could pay them infinite amounts of money, however we structure that. And then obviously we have other roster spots. We've got targeted allocation money, which is utilized for like international players. We have general allocation money that we can utilize. And that's what we got in trade for Mahala. But the crazy thing is the salary cap for an MLS club is $5.2 million in 2023. $5.2 million.
That's for everybody that's not DPs, right, Philly?
What's that?
I said that's for everybody that's not DPs.
Correct.
$5.2 million.
Insane. The maximum budget charge, $651,250. That's a little higher than it was last year at $612,000. And a max TAM salary, that's that $1.65 million that we could utilize. That's what we paid players such as Dio, for example. We utilized targeted allocation money. And now we've got some extra money to do some extra things with. What did Mahala cost us? Nothing. Yeah. I mean, I think when he came in, he was at a league minimum. Last year, he made $133,000. This year, he was a little higher. I think his base was around 216 with a guarantee of almost 250,000. Not a lot of money that we've had to pay him, but what we received from him, from performance, from output, and obviously now from allocation money, we certainly got our way, our money's worth as far as he's concerned.
Philly, you mentioned it, 130,000 or so last 133,000
season? 133,000 is what his salary was last year.
Let's get into the numbers for Mahala Opoku, but I want to mention that real quick. He cost us $133,000 last year. He played in all 34 regular season matches last year, the year we win MLS Cup. He also played in one Leagues Cup match. He played in three MLS Cup playoff matches, scored 8 goals, contributed 4 assists, number 9 on the 22 under 22 for 2022. Say that 3 times fast. Dude had 8 goals, 4 assists, played in 38 games for us for $133,000. Philly, he's making a few grand a game at that point to play for us. We're talking about a kid who's making, what, $4,500 a game? I mean, come on. Like, the deal that we got for Mahala Opoku, are you kidding? Unbelievable. Philly, we mentioned he made his debut in the 2020 regular season. What a debut it was. His first ever goal just happened to be the match winner against Cruz Azul in CONCACAF Champions League. Kid played 6 matches. 6 matches as a, what was that, 19-year-old, 18-year-old in 2020. 3 regular season, 1 playoff, 2 Champions League matches. He unfortunately got hurt with a knee injury in 2021, only played in 4 matches, had his breakout season last year. Here's the crazy part, Philly. We're only July 5th. He's already played in 28 matches for us this year. 28 matches. 19 regular season, 8 CCL, US Open Cup. His production a little down this year, Philly. You and I have talked about that a bunch. 2 goals, 3 assists in regular season, 2 more goals in Champions League, which is where he shines the brightest. He also picked up that red card. That was kind of an oops. But kid's already played in 28 matches for us, Philly. Those are big, big, big shoes to fill.
You know what's crazy is you mentioned his age. We had so many lofty expectations for Mahala because he's a veteran on our team. We've had him for quite some time. But next week alone, he turns 22 years of age. It's kind of crazy to have witnessed this kid grow up. Training camp, he wasn't even supposed to crack our roster in 2020. Didn't get to go back to Ghana because COVID screwed up the world. Came in with a smile on his face, worked his tail off, man. And you could just tell he enjoyed himself. Anytime he got onto the pitch, he looked like he was having fun. And what really impressed me about Mahala at 19, 20, 21 years of age, he was never afraid to take the big shot. He was aggressive. Something that we haven't seen out of some of our other players, some of our new recruits. I'm not talking about you, Shiki Babyuk. Not yet. Not yet anyway. But Mahala never had that problem taking a big shot in a big game. And you said it. I mean, that goal that he had against Cruz Azul, which we're gonna go through and show you the video momentarily, you know, was pretty tremendous. But, man, we have to go back. What, he was a he subs in for Bradley Wright Phillips.
Yep.
In his first game, a late stoppage back in like 2020, it was in a game that LAFC won 3-1. It's kind of crazy to think that we even had Bradley Wright Phillips for a little bit of time. And he was an active scorer for us. Man, so much time passes by.
Right. Philly, we don't play Montreal this season, unfortunately. So it looks like they'll be on the schedule next year. Hopefully we get them at home. We don't have to go to Stadio Saputo up there in Montreal. But we unfortunately don't get him this year. Mendo says, the memorable goal for me was the conference final to seal MLS Cup. Absolutely. Let me talk real quick, Philly, before we play the video. I just want to put some context onto Mahala Opoku scoring goals for LAFC. Mahala, all competitions, scored 13 goals for LAFC. 13 goals, which, by the way, tied for the eighth most all time with one Danny Musovski. 13 goals. Two of those game-winning goals coming in 2023, the game winner against Cruz Azul, he had five game winners out of his 13 total goals, Philly. And our record in the 13 games that he scored a goal in, because he never had two in a game, 13 goals, 13 games, we won 11. 11 of the 13 games, we lost one and drew one. When Mahala scores, the bottom line is we win, Philly. We win when Mahala scores. Let's roll that beautiful videotape. Let's see this is a nice little highlight reel. Want to thank producer Panda for finding this video. And it worked. Guys, this worked in rehearsal. So we'll see how it goes. We're going to try the video.
All the way through, back across and in! Opoku gets the goal.
How's this for a response? Beautiful tech.
The middle, they've won it back. Here's Buonga.
Fuentes, Buonga, Vela, options, Opoku!
Difficult for David Bingham, who's starting to go to his right. He's even anticipating that Opoku is going to play that pass.
So I think there's one thing that we should talk about is Pablo Mascheroni has switched up his system.
Oh, it's in there for Mahala Opoku! Flag is down! LAFC in front! He was out of the starting 11. He's back, and he's scoring!
Third time, a simple ball up over the top. And look at Oviedo on this left-hand side. Watch the number three outside left back for Real Salt Lake. That's just poor, poor defending. You talk about such an experienced player not recognizing that Opoku is internal. At a bare minimum, he's got to cover the shoulder of Vera. He doesn't. Give full credit to that man, Mahala Opoku. What a run. What a touch. What a finish. Nothing the goalkeeper can do, even though McMath gets a touch. Still picks out the upper left-hand corner.
Man, those are the three goals we talk about. All three of those game winners. By the way, notice in Portland, that goal put us up 3-0. Yeah, they came back and scored two. That's why that was the game winner. Philly, we got a lot of people chiming in, though, with their favorite moments. That CCL goal against Philadelphia. Daniel Julian here saying Mahala's goal against Philly in the CCL will always be my favorite moment of his. I knew we were moving on to the final then, plus I was there. Yeah, you know, Philly, we are going to miss him and that smile that he had. I think that's where he connected with so many of the 22,000 at Banc California and BMO stadiums. And honestly, why he connected with so many that couldn't be there at the matches too.
It's kind of like how Latif Blessing connected with a lot of the supporters. There's got to be something in the waters of Accra, Ghana that adds so much joy and character to these players. Yeah, that's exactly why we love them. Because you can tell he hustled and he played for the badge. This isn't the badge. This is a Serie A D team out of Rome. Just an FYI. Yeah, you're wearing that. I took the opportunity to wear something black and gold that I don't normally get to wear. Yeah, you wear that all the time. Have you even washed it yet, Scar?
This is one of three of these that I have.
I'm just busting your chops, Scarf.
No, I have not washed it, apparently.
Ew. But that's what I love about him, the enthusiasm. You know, he came to play, small boy, bigger God. He was enjoying life. I mean, we talk about how off the streets, it's got nothing on some of the stuff that that he's probably seen in Ghana. Every single day he lived with joy at our club. And I'm certainly going to miss him and that joyous enthusiasm. If you haven't watched that video that LAFC put out, it's about a minute, 21 seconds. It starts out with Kellen Acosta, and rightfully so, his dad. And it's a tearjerker. I mean, you could tell his teammates loved him. You remember, Scarf, that video that came out when the team offered him his contract back when Bob was the gaffer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This kid... The relationship that he developed with Kellen Acosta, first of all, number one, the leadership that we see in and out of the locker room, on the pitch and everything by Kellen Acosta, this is just yet another example. It's how Mahala got even more comfortable after, you know, a season or two already of being a huge part of this rotation. And I'm going to miss that hashtag small boy with big God. I'm going to miss the smile. I'm going to miss the playful relationship he seemed to have with almost everybody out there on the pitch and in the locker room. He's one of those guys that keeps your locker room loose. But we're also talking about a guy who has been a huge pillar on the pitch for LAFC. Look, we've only been around 6 years, right? Going on 6 years here. There are players who just endear themselves to the community. And Mahala, look, let's be honest. There's one subtle difference between Mahala and Latif. Latif was kind of helping his way out the door, right? Where Mahala, I don't know that he saw it coming. I will say he hasn't tweeted anything out since May. So maybe he knew that some things were in the works. Maybe he was kind of bummed. Maybe that affected his play a little bit. Only two goals on the season so far, but you never know. Maybe that affected his play. He hasn't tweeted anything out in a little bit. But 79 matches in black and gold. 13 goals, 9 assists, 46 starts. And Philly, here's the surprising part. In all the playoff matches we played, and he never started a playoff match. He was always coming in off the bench. Never started a playoff match for us. His 13 goals put him tied for 8th with Danny Musovski. His 9 assists put him tied for 9th with our original number 99, Adama Diomande, and his 79 appearances are the 11th most by an LAFC player, tied with Tristan Blackman. So you're just hearing the names, right? Danny Musovski, Adama Diomande, Tristan Blackman. And I'm not going to lie, it kind of kills me to see part of our history, Mahala Opoku, tweeted out by LAFC.
You're right, but we need to be expecting these things because players are going to always come and go, Scarf. They're always going to come and go. And it's not going to, as this team, especially this championship team, cycles through. And obviously when Carlos Vela's time comes, it's going to hit us. But at the end of the day, the people that are going to stick around this club forever are me and you, are the people in the chat, the millions
and millions
of Defenders of the Bank listeners and LAFC fans. We're going to be the ones that remain. And obviously with him, He'll forever be a champion in our hearts, forever be a champion in our hearts. And when he comes back to BMO Stadium as a member of the Foot Clan, we'll cheer him the same way that we're going to probably cheer Chicho Arango. Maybe not exactly the same, but he's a heck of a player. He's going to be 22 years old next week. And yeah, he helped us bring home Supporters Shield. He helped us bring home an MLS Cup, all before he was really able to legally drink, really. It's not true. He was able to legally drink when we won MLS Cup last year, but his contributions were outstanding considering he literally came out of nowhere. And yeah, I mean, I'm going to miss that dude too, bro. He was a heck of a player, forever black and gold. I love me some Mahala.
Yeah, man, look, it's been 25 plus minutes of a love fest here for Mahala. I'm just bummed we don't play them this year. Obviously, we're looking forward to the Chicho Arango reunion in September with RSL. Shoot, that might be a battle for the top spot in the Western Conference the way that we've all been playing recently. But Mahala, this one stings a little differently because you saw him kind of grow up right before our eyes. So look, keep coming with all of your Mahala moments. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, however you can get a hold of us here at Defenders of the Bank. We do want to remind you guys that Flex Power Tools, flexpowertools.com is our sponsor. So make sure that you check out Flex Power Tools for all of your needs for anything power tools related. Mahala, we're going to miss you, buddy. And big kid Zach apparently cut his hair. Cool. I like it. I don't know, Philly. This one's going to take a little bit to sink in. Of course, Josh Gross was the first to break it. And then a few minutes later, MLS, Tom Bogert, LAFC, everybody tweeted it out. So the other thing Tom Bogert said, by the way, is that he fits in perfectly in Montreal. He said that in his article today. So, oh, what's up, El Jefe Stacks? How are you, bud? So, look, we're going to miss him. 79 matches in black and gold. That makes you forever black and gold. I'm sorry. You play one match in black and gold and we love you, but 79, I mean, my goodness.
I don't know about that statement, Scar, but I mean, how much do you love Andre Horta?
Listen.
How much do you love Raheem Edwards? I got to take back that previous statement, Scarf.
Forever black and gold with an asterisk. If you sign with Carson, you're out. That's about it. So, all right, you guys, this is the end of our love fest here with Mahala. Mahala, if you ever get to see this, please know.
We love you.
We at Defenders of the Bank love you more than anything, man. Thank you for an incredible run, 4 fantastic years. There's the graphic, part of our history. There's the smile. I mean, come on, man. That's this kid, small boy with big God. We appreciate you, Mahala. And you know how we like to end all of our episodes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.